Some years ago, a leading Irish critic with a wonderfully Gaelic name of Fintan O'Toole wrote a piece on playwright McDonagh for the New Yorker magazine. O'Toole said that McDonagh once told him the theater was, quote, the least interesting of art forms. He added, O'Toole said, I'd rather sit at home and watch a good TV play or series than go to the theater. Well, that's pretty much how I feel about A Skull in Connemara. Given a stunningly voluble production that rings with strong and grimy performances under the forceful direction of Judith Swift, Connemara is a grim, sad look at folks who live in the rugged west of Ireland. As McDonagh sees it, Connemara is a place of crime and crying, where foreboding is a way of life. In this savage world, McDonagh's people trudge through their days, wallowing in mud caused by seemingly unending rain, not to mention a full plate of bad news and broken dreams. We see just four folks in all of this difficulty. There's Mick, a man of force and pride, bewitched by alcohol and poor jobs, not to mention the suspect death of his wife. Played with oversized drive and great need by the GAM's Jim O'Brien, Mick is a man without dreams. He's accompanied, if that's the word, by Mary Johnny, an ancient woman with a hidden quest not quite subsided by age and fear. The always-on-the-mark Wendy Overly makes her a hag, both sweet and tearful. You'd love to help her, but she won't let you. Thomas is a local copper who knows what a failure he can be. Steve Kidd plays him as a man filled with spite and loss. Then there's Jonathan Fisher, who nicely makes Merton, a young man who just plain explains why everything around Connemara is pretty much a mistake. On a dark brown set with a smoky fireplace by Michael McGarty, these four live lives of desperation and little hope. Sometimes their Irish brogue is hard to understand. But overall, the view of A Skull in Connemara gets across its dark and plaintive way of life and death. True enough, this play is sometimes very funny in a raucous knock-em-dead kind of way. Often called a black comedy, it will have you laughing as well as cringing. But the true description of this play speaks of unending poverty and loss and destroyed hope. Even though given a strong production at the GAM, it is still a work you'd just as soon miss. As I left the theater last weekend, a woman behind me was asked if she liked the show. In reply, she concisely summed up A Skull in Connemara pretty darn well. I like the acting, she said.